Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a mighty Father that we serve, of giving us another opportunity to come into His presence once more again. I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus. I welcome you all wherever you are tuning in tonight to RTD Church International Healing Prophetic and Deliverance Service. And remember, today mark the day 19 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting as we wait upon the Lord in this season for this year 2025. We thank the Lord for this far that He has brought us as a church. We call Him Ebenezer. In the name of Jesus, I greet you again. The one that is ministering to you tonight is Pastor Lenin Wery. We are live right here in RTD Church International headquarters in Chicago. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate the Father for this time that God has given unto us to come and just to say thank you to Him and to lift up the name of the Lord, the name that is above every name, and to give Him all the glory in Jesus' name. Let us know where you are tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. Where you are watching from, please comment, share, like. Hallelujah. Let us know your presence among us tonight in Jesus' name as we call upon the name of our God, the name of the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, the one who never loses, the one who never loses any battle, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just let us just begin to appreciate our Father for giving us this day to come and worship Him, to come and magnify Him, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, we worship you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the power that is due to your name. Thank you for all your children that are gathered tonight to lift you, to honor you, to praise you, and even to pour their heart and their spirit unto you, O God. For we have come to seek you while you may be found, because we know a time come where men may seek you, but they may not be able to find you. And Lord, tonight we humble ourselves before you, Jehovah Adonai, as we surrender our hearts, we surrender our mind, we surrender our bodies to you, Jehovah God. We repent of anything, O God, that may block us to worship you in spirit and in truth, as we plead the precious blood of Jesus upon the doorpost of our hearts. We cleanse our conscience with the blood of the Lamb. We cleanse the altar with the blood of Jesus. We cleanse every instrument of worship, every instrument of praise, we cleanse it by the blood of Jesus. That, Father, let your authority reign upon this ground as we call upon your name. Let the heavens be opened, O God. Let there be healing. Let there be diverse testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let there be miracles, signs, and wonders. And Father, we pray tonight, send forth your word, and it will fulfill that which you send it in the name of Jesus. We surrender your children again in your helpful hand. We commit this session before you, Jesus, as we pour our hearts unto you, O God. We acknowledge our weaknesses, O Father. May our weaknesses be made perfect in your presence. Use us tonight as vessels of divine manifestation in the name of Jesus. Touch the fiber of our hearts, touch our mind, touch our spirit, O God. Set our hearts on fire for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven be open, O Father. We call on your name today in the name of Jesus. We pray that our Father who art in heaven, allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor. In Jesus' name we pray and believe.
Amen. So the seasons are changing, and the needs of the people, some will set us aside from God. Praise the Lord. Some will set us aside, but still the word remains that we need to seek God.
Amen.
In truth and in spirit. In spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Seeking the Lord in spirit and in truth is like, you have to be true to yourself to serve your God. This is not a matter of you, like it is not between you and your pastor, or between the church members and you, or between you and your wife. Praise the Lord. This is now a personal work.
Amen.
Between you and your father. While we were praying, there was a distress that was coming where people have trusted into men more than God. And since men were disappointing us, we lived in a state where everyone was in a disbelief and disappointment, thinking that there's no tomorrow without so in so place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Like living in independence, to an extent you forget about the provider. Because you know, this world you can trust in man. To an extent you think that they are the only saviors in your life. But there comes a point where they draw their hand away. They draw their helping hand away because God allowed them to do so, and it was time for you to grow up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you might feel like you have been deserted or neglected, but it is not that time to sit down and feel bad about yourself. It is time to pick up yourself and grow from that, thanking God that at least so-and-so helped me in this area. But it is time for me to pick up myself and find another way to the solution that of the problem that I have. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, I was seeing a lot of people in a state of disbelief, and again disappointed, because the person that was giving them help had drawn back their hand from helping them. So they were like disappointed and speaking negatively in a way. Praise the Lord. But some were in like a secret room, suffering in depression. And while they were lying in a bed, like thinking about how and where will they start, it's like the state of their depression was drawing more demons of putting them in such state. To an extent, some were in a place of committing suicide. And apart from that, some opted to do immorality in exchange of money to help themselves. And once immorality came in, and things like marriage in the society became useless. And now there was no value of getting married again. Praise the Lord. Yep. So the things that happens when people around you, in fact people who loves you, have drew back their hands, then sometimes God does it to expose your character. What will you do if so-and-so is not helping you? Praise the Lord. Some people will become aggressive. Some people will learn that now it is time for me to grow up, pick up my pieces, and find a way to help myself. Some will be in agony, close up their life, and start agonizing in depression and anxiety. Some will opt out to show out that they can do it, but in a wrong way. So different kind of people trying to solve their problems in their ways. But now while we were singing that song, the Lord, like when I looked up at the sky, the heavens were open. And what opened the heavens was the rumbling of the glory of the Lord. You know, when the rain is coming, you hear like the earth is shaking, the clouds prepare the way. Then you'll hear like the trembling of the, like the rumbling of the sky. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Those were signs that the rain is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But while the heavens were going to open, there was shaking, trembling of the glory of the Lord. And then this glory of the Lord had the power to open the windows of heaven.
Hallelujah.
And the moment we call upon the name of Jesus, the presence of God was here.
Hallelujah.
You know, at that moment, you don't see this presence as Jesus himself, but you feel that somebody is standing straight before you, and this person is so strong that his presence is full of power.
Hallelujah.
So I'm seeing Jesus with this man that was blind, and he's standing. You know, I'm seeing this man called Jesus, but I don't see him. Like, I can tell you that he looks like this, but the presence. So the presence that is there, full of the presence of God, the fear, you feel the fear surrounding that place. And then as we were singing, this man is standing right there. And he's reflecting upon the disappointments he have received in life to an extent of being blind. Put yourself in the shoes of this man, a blind person. How many setbacks do they receive? How many people have neglected them? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are just walking there blind. You know, then during that time, there were no brailles. There were no braille machines to help them walk around. Right now, with technology, we have the braille machines that you can use to walk around.
We have the voiceovers too.
Yeah, to direct your path.
Yeah.
But then there was nothing like that. Unless you had someone to guide you, or you just go your way. Or after recognizing the environment for so long, you get used to it and go. But still, there were a lot of setbacks. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Things like where you could not tell, if you are blind, you could not tell how you have worn your clothes. You don't even know the color of your clothes, but you just put it on.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this man, from birth, he was blind. And he was like, I need my healing in this vision. I see this guy standing in front of the Lord, and he's asking the Lord to open his eyes. You know, at that moment when the music is beginning, I'm speaking those words. Like, in my life, all I see is disappointment. I've never seen anything to do with victory. Everything that I see, disappointment. Everything that I see is bad news. But now, Lord, open my eyes. I want to see again. Open my eyes. I want to see like other people. They say this world is beautiful. I want to see how much beautiful it is. But at the end of his conversation, this man speaks this word to Jesus in this vision that I'm seeing, that your word says that you are a victor. Your word says that you are able. Then I want to see you in my life.
Hallelujah.
I want to see your power in my life.
Hallelujah.
I want to see your victory in my life.
Hallelujah.
So at that moment, I see the Lord. He's picking the dust. And there was no water, but he spitted on the dust. And while he's spitting on the dust, he made a clay out of it. and smeared it on the eyes of this guy. And he was able to see again.
Hallelujah.
So the song continues.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel, I want to see you again. Your name is Victory. Your name is Mighty.
Hallelujah.
Your name is the Lord of all, the Creator of all.
Hallelujah.
You are the destiny changer.
Hallelujah.
Then change my destiny.
Hallelujah.
Then change my way.
Yes,
I want to see you again in my life.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
So this
Hallelujah.
Is a song of commitment.
Hallelujah.
It is not just a song, but a vision that
Hallelujah.
In my personal walk with the Lord, I want to walk with the Lord, but to see Him in my life. I've been blind for so long. My character is not right in the eyes of God.
Yes, Lord.
My life,
yes,
Lord. Even the Hallelujah. Things that I speak from my tongue,
yes,
they are
Lord.
Never right in the eyes of God.
Hallelujah.
But for now, as I'm picking up my laziness, as I'm picking up my filthy body, even as the Lord is going to heal me out of this disease, even as the Lord is going to sanctify me, but what I need now, as I take one step with my Lord, I want to see Him.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
my
Lord.
Life.
Hallelujah.
I want to see Him in my
yes,
life.
Lord. Hallelujah.
So at that moment, there was trembling of the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Showing that the presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Those who are sick are getting healed.
Hallelujah.
And it was by a sign of a blind person that the Lord opened his eyes.
Hallelujah.
This is the first miracle that the Lord is using clay, significance of the Lord as the Creator.
Hallelujah.
He used the sand.
May the Lord do a miracle
to
of creation tonight
eyes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord do a miracle of creation. Whoever need a miracle of creation, we are lifting you before the Father.
Amen.
Because the Lord has prevailed. He has sent forth His word.
Amen.
Receive your healing. Receive your highs. Receive new highs
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
the Lord has heard your tears. He has seen your prayers in the secret place.
Yes, Lord.
And He's speaking, He's batting something now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name that is above every name, for
yes,
those
Lord.
That are blind, I command you receive your sight.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that spirit
yes,
of
Lord.
Blindness is bound in the
in
name,
the name
of, Jesus.
Of Jesus.
That spirit of deafness is bound in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
that spirit
Lord.
Of HIV AIDS is bound in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever
yes, Lord.
Has enslaved you is tonight bound.
In the
mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You are loosed from the camp of the enemy. You are loosed from the hand of darkness. That spirit of infirmity is arrested tonight. Receive your healing today. Receive your breakthrough. Receive the miracle of creation. Receive new liver. Receive new organs in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive new heart, new lungs. I command life in your system. I command life in your body. I command life and life in abundance in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
be to God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory is your name. Holy is your name. Your name, hallelujah. Holy is your name, Lord. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Hallelujah. Mighty is your name, Lord. Mighty is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Actually, Sister Jacinta has ministered what needs to be ministered tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, when the master visit, hallelujah, he has to leave you with something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the revelation is that Jesus has come. His ear is in our midst. Praise the Lord. And because Jesus is here, you can't leave this service the way you came. You can't live with that pain in your back. You can't live with that sickness. You can't live with your blindness. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever need you are before God, I want us to enter into the Spirit. Take advantage of the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, and make your plea before the Lord. When the King is sitting on the throne, He is the Lord that is able to stand and defend you. He is the Lord that is able to break every ordinance of darkness, to break every curse of limitations. In the mighty name of Jesus, make your plea be known to the Lord. Make your request be known to the Lord. Whatever you have been trusting God of, lift it before Him. With you, Lord, we have hope in you. We cannot be disappointed in our life, in our destiny, in our career, in our calling. We cannot be disappointed because our faith is anchored in you. In the name of Jesus, our hope is in you, Lord. It doesn't matter those who stop to help us. It doesn't matter those who stop to stand with us. We know that our help doesn't come from man. Our help cometh from the Lord. As your servant David said, I look unto the hills. Where does my help cometh from? Then he conclude that my help cometh from the Lord, the maker of all, the creator of all, who holds the earth and everything therein. And Father, we lift up our eyes to you. We lift up our faces to you, Lord. We call unto you for help. We call unto you for favor. We call unto you for healing. We call unto you for deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, that miracle worker, work miracles in our midst. Destiny changer, come and change every situation. Come and pour oil of healing. Come and pour oil of divine favor. Come and pour oil that will make us to sit with the princes of your people. You are the Lord that pick people from the dust and make them to sit with the princes of his people. And Father, we pray tonight that if we have found favor before the Lord, may your presence go ahead of us. This year 2025, let it be a year of signs and wonders. Let it be a year of the miraculous. Let it be a year of great impartation, great testimonies of the workings of God, of the power of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will know that Jesus is with them, that they will know we are a people that are called by his name, that they will know we are the highly favored one, we are the blessed one of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Jesus, for your word and everything that you're doing in this assembly. May your name be praised. May your name be exalted. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. God bless you all. For those that were tuned in tonight, we are looking forward to see you again. this blessed Sunday. If you are here in Chicago, you're welcome to come and fellowship with us. Hallelujah. If you want to become part of this assembly, you're welcomed in the mighty name of Jesus to join us, to worship God, to seek God. This Sunday is going to be the end of what, 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I believe this has been a good exercise. And your spirit is being built for what God is preparing you to do for the glory of His name, in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you, and may the Lord keep you. You are blessed tonight. You are covered with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke every back attack of the enemy. You are sealed under the hand of God. Go forth and shine forth, remembering that this year, 2025, is the year of divine settlement. My case is settled in heaven, and the devil can never bargain with me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom, shalom, and I will see you again. Bye-bye.